After 58 years, a shipwreck just outside of Juneau's Auk Bay has piqued the interest of federal and state authorities. Fuel oil may be leaking from the Princess Kathleen, a steamship that ran aground and sank at Point Lena. Now it may be a race against time to empty the underwater tanks before there's a catastrophic spill. KTOO's Matt Miller recently traveled out to the site and has this story.
This is a unique project, but working on submerged wrecks is not an uncommon project for us. This is unique because of its location, the sensitivity of the historic wreck, and obviously the environmental area.
Jim Butler is with Global Offshore Diving and Salvage, the firm hired to examine the ship. They're the ones operating the diving support vessel and lightering barge positioned just above the wreck at Point Lena.
And one of the things we're very making sure we're focusing on is we're not disturbing the historical part of the wreck.
As part of the Princess Kathleen's last run of the cruise ship season in 1952, a crewman allowed the vessel to swerve too close to the shoreline and run up on the rocks. Fortunately, passengers and crew were able to safely evacuate the vessel, but the wounds that the vessel suffered were mortal. It later slipped backward under the waves, resting on its port side on an incline in roughly 100 feet of water. The wreck has been a nearshore favorite of scuba divers for decades. Its listing as a historically significant site is even noted in planning documents for what later became NOAA's Ted Stevens Marine Research Institute. But oddly, there doesn't appear to be any mention in the environmental impact statement about the potential of 150,000 gallons of fuel just offshore.
That was not, you know, part of our agency knowledge at that time. That is the fact. We didn't really understand the potential for oil pollution posed by the vessel.
Phil Mundy, director of the Institute, says they noticed a sheen offshore of the just-completed facility 3 years ago.
The sheen occurs on a monthly, if not weekly, basis. It's not regular in its pattern. Sometimes it's there and sometimes it's not. But we've seen it multiple times since we moved in here.
Mundy says the source was unclear. Was it left over from construction of the lab? Another nearby accidental discharge, or was it the wreck?
You know, when do you look? Well, you hope you look before there's a big failure.
That's Captain Melissa Burke, head of the Coast Guard for Southeast Alaska and the Federal On-Scene Coordinator, part of her answer to a question about why now, after the wreck has been virtually ignored for half a century.
And our concern, of course, is we don't want to have a catastrophic release. We don't want to see what has happened in other parts of the country, which is at some point a tank fails or many tanks fail and bunker oil is all over the place. It affects wildlife. It's really just a disaster.
The Coast Guard and State Department of Environmental Conservation have created a unified command, sharing responsibility for directing the investigation and any possible cleanup, similar to what was done during the Exxon Valdez oil spill. Expenses paid out of the Oil Spill Liability Trust Fund, a post-Exxon Valdez established account of oil taxes and penalties collected from spillers.
We have a frightening amount of money at our disposal. We're obviously trying to do our best job to be stewards, but it's expensive to remove oil and even to do these assessments. I'm trying to think of how much money we've spent to date. Do we know how much?
About $1 million so far, according to Burt later. As part of the inspection, divers will drill into the fuel tanks, probe for any oil, and then quickly plug the holes. A decision could be made soon whether to remove the oil, and Butler says that operation could take weeks.
Because this oil is so viscous and heavy, they'll actually insert in some locations a heating element, and like a heat exchanger. And will circulate very warm water through that, and it brings the oil up to pumping temperature, and we just start pumping.
One area of potential concern is any accidental leak. Butler points to a containment boom already positioned just north of the barge and dive support vessel. Located several hundred feet south is the seawater intake used by both the NOAA lab and the new University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences building. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Matt Miller.